Good morning, everyone. It's lovely to see you all again. I would say that I really missed you, but actually the holiday was too good. But it is lovely to be back. I didn't bother sending one because it wouldn't have got here until after I got here, but I brought you a postcard back. So feel free to have a look at that. I haven't written it yet either, but yeah, I know. That's just me, isn't it? But there's a postcard, because it was a wonderful, wonderful holiday. And I'm told that the weather was just as good here as it was in Cyprus, but but I don't care, I had a lovely time. But yeah, it's really good to be back and to see all my familiar faces again. It's just lovely to see you all. And I think virtually all the intimations are on the order of service. There's a lot on, so I would suggest take your order of service home with you and mark the dates in your diary, because if you're anything like me, you'll forget something. I want to just add to it, one, there is a poster up at the back, but I also got a flyer now. Lenten Journey, every Friday lunchtime during Lent, so starting this Friday, the 8th of March, for 6 weeks in Brayhead House, which is near Crossford. It's not at Brayhead. It's a local retreat house and healing fellowship. Elizabeth Cleland will be running soup and bread lunch from 12 o'clock, and then a time of reflection for Lent follows at 12:30 for about half an hour. So I'll leave these up at the back as well. All the intimations are there. Pancake night, Lent course, count your blessing, knack, a town called Courage. I should highlight that one next Sunday evening, 7 till 9. We've got Christine Warren coming to speak about the project Carluke, a town called Courage. And there'll be wartime songs and refreshments. So that should be a really good evening. Any intimations that I've forgotten? Oh, flower box is available because it's the first Sunday in the month again. Anything else anyone wants to remind me about? No. I love the fact it says a warm welcome back to me. That's lovely. Because I did have a fantastic holiday. We are here to worship God. God is love. And we are all God's beloved children. We can only love one another because God first loved us. And perfect love drives out all fear. So let's say alternate verses of just a few verses from Psalm 99 this morning about the glory of the Lord. The Lord reigns, let the nations tremble. He sits enthroned between the cherubim. Let the earth shake. Great is the Lord in Zion. He is exalted over all the nations. Let them praise your great and awesome name. He is holy. Okay. Let's stand and sing our first hymn, Rejoice, the Lord is King. If you're using a hymn book, it's number 449. 449. is great. I go away for a week's holiday and you've all been breeding. There's a lot more children this morning. Now, there's one or two names I don't know, but we'll see how I get on, will we? I know Andrew. Yeah, and is there somebody in that jacket? And behind Andrew, we've got Jack. And behind Jack, we've got Callum. And then here, I think you're new, are you today? What's your name? Ewan. So we've got two Ewans. Oh, that's going to get me confused quite easily. And we've got Curly. I should just call you Caroline now, shouldn't I? And we've got Kyle. And we've got Ross. And we've got another Ewan. Is that right? Yeah. Now, this is where I go wrong usually, isn't it? You're not Harris, you're Lewis. And you're Aaron. And Katie. And Caroline. Jennifer. I've just done Caroline. Jennifer. That's what holidays do to you, isn't it? And Abigail will wait a second. And there's another wee boy. Joey. Rory, sorry. Rory, lovely. And for Abigail, this is quite a special Sunday, isn't it? Because in 2 days' time, it's her birthday. Would you like the whole church to sing happy birthday to you? Yeah. Can we do happy birthday to Abigail, who will be 9 years old on Tuesday. So just two more sleeps now, isn't it?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Abigail. Happy birthday to you.
Hey! And we all hope you have a super birthday. And I've just realised there's another wee one at the back. It's your wee brother, isn't it? Is his name Joey? Joey. So we've got a Joey and a Rory. And I'm not going to risk it by everybody again, because I'll probably get it wrong. Well, I've... Because I've... You've been there. Oh, lucky. It's great, isn't it? It's really wonderful. I think I've got a wee bit of a microphone. Will I just turn it off? Right, I'll try and just throw my voice instead. So I've got a wee story about a professor who was Greek. His name was Alexander Papaderos. That's a big name, isn't it? Well, on the last session of the last morning of a 2-week seminar on Greek culture, Dr. Papaderos turned and made the usual question, any more questions? And the whole room was quiet until one person put their hand up and said, Dr. Papaderos, what is the meaning of life? That's a bit like the sort of questions that you guys sometimes ask me. A difficult question. And lots of people in the room burst out laughing. But Dr. Papaderos held his hand up and looked at the person who'd asked that question for a long time. And he could see, looking at that person, that that question was genuine. He wasn't just being silly. So Dr. Papaderos said, I will answer your question. And out of his wallet, he took something little. Show you what it is in a wee while. And then he went on to tell the story. When I was a little boy, during the war, we were very poor and we lived in a remote village. One day on the road, I found some broken pieces of mirror. A German motorcycle had crashed there. I tried to find all the pieces and put them together, but it was impossible. So I kept the largest piece, this one, and by scratching it on a stone, I made it round. Unfortunately, I haven't got a round mirror.
I began to play with it as a toy and became fascinated by the fact that I could reflect light into dark places where the sun could never shine, into deep holes and crevices and dark cupboards. It became a game for me to get light into the most difficult places. I kept that little mirror, and as I went about growing up, I would take it out when I had a quiet moment and continue the challenge of that game. As I grew up, I realized it was not just a child's game, but was really what my whole life was about. I came to understand that I am not the source of the light, but I am the one who can reflect it into dark places. I am a fragment of a mirror whose design and shape I don't know. Nevertheless, what I have, I can reflect light into dark places in this world and change some things in some people. And then maybe others will do the same. That's what I'm about. And then he took a small mirror. And I might have to move to find the sunshine. I was ever so glad to find the sun was shining this morning. And can we see what happens if we try? If I try and get some sunshine onto the mirror so that I can see it? To lots of places. Do you want to have a wee look at the mirror? And you can also see your own face in it. And everybody is like a little piece of mirror, and we can all reflect the light and love of Jesus. By smiling at people and being kind and lovely to them, we can all be like that mirror and share the love of God with the world. Some of you here at school have been doing 40 acts of kindness, have you? Are you still going with it? Good, good, because I'm going to speak to you about it at your Easter assembly, so you better keep going. Yes, Kylie, what are you doing? Has 24 factors.
Yes.
Wow. I think that's enough facts for my day. Discovered that even a little broken piece of mirror could shine light into dark places. Lord, help every one of us, however broken or whole we are, to reflect your light and love into the world around us. And let's say together the words that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
youngsters go off to their own lessons. Are you coming? That's a clever boy, you and Andrew. Thanks, Jack. Callan. Hello, Blair. Seems so quiet when the children go out, doesn't it? Let's come before God in prayer. God of the past, God of the future, God of the now, we both long and fear to know more of your glory. We long for you as the source of all that is lovely and true. Yet we fear that your presence will illumine the darkest corners of our souls, forcing us to know ourselves as we really are. Yet come, Lord, come despite our fears. Show us as much of your glory as we can bear, that we may be changed, forgiven, renewed, and that some spark of your glory might be reflected through our own living. Lord, we thank you that your forgiveness is open to everyone, that even as you hung on the cross, you said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they were doing. Lord, help us all to open our hearts and minds and accept that forgiveness, so that the veil will be taken off our faces and we will see your glory, your light, and your love in everything and everyone. In Jesus' name, amen. Like Ruby doing our Bible reading this morning, the first readings from 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and leading on through to chapter 4, and then Luke's Gospel.
To hope, we are very bold. We are not like Moses, who would put a veil over his face to prevent the Israelites from seeing the end of what was passing away. But their minds were made dull. For this day, the same veil remains, with their old confidence is red. It has not been removed, because only in Christ is taking away. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we all, who with unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory, as being transformed into his image with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. Therefore, since through God's mercy we have this ministry, we do not lose heart. Rather, we have renounced secret and shameful ways to do not use deception, nor do we distort the word of God. On the contrary, by setting forth the truth plainly, we commend ourselves to everyone's conscience in the sight of God. About 8 days after Jesus said this, he took Peter, John, and James with him and went up into a mountain to pray. As he was praying, the appearance of his face changed, and his clothes became as bright as flash of lightning. Two men, Moses and Elijah, appeared in glorious splendor, talking with Jesus. They spoke about his departure, which he was about to bring to fulfillment at Jerusalem. Peter and his companions were very sleepy, but when they became fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men standing with him. As the men were leaving, Jesus and Peter said to him, "Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us put up three shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He did not know what he was saying. While he was speaking, a cloud appeared and covered them, and they were afraid as they entered the cloud. A voice came from the cloud saying, "This is my son, whom I have chosen. Listen to him." When the voice had spoken, they found that Jesus was alone. The disciples kept this to themselves and did not anyone at that time what they had seen. Amen.
Thanks, Ruby. Amen. And may God add his blessings to these readings from his holy word. Our hymn before the sermon is number 484, "Great God, Your Love Has Called Us Here." Hymn 484.
Let us pray. Lord, may the questions on our lips and the wonderings of our hearts lead us to a deeper trust in you, our maker, mender, and muse. Amen. Today is Transfiguration Sunday, the day that we think, as Ruby read for us, about the transfiguration of Jesus. And the title of my sermon is, This is My Son. Last week, during my holiday in Cyprus, we climbed up to 1,300 meters. That's nearly as high as Ben Nevis, in the Troodos Mountains. We climbed right up into the cloud, so we were unable to see the snowy peaks that were not far above us. And then, when we got out of the bus and started to walk, had you going, didn't you? You're a bit slow this morning, folk. I did think that's the easiest way to climb on Monroe I've ever had. But yeah, we took the bus up and then we walked back down. But because of the cloud, we could hear the first waterfall that we'd gone there to see, but we couldn't see it. It was down a steep drop below us, but the cloud just obscured.
We don't have any children in church now today to be giving out the prayers, but I'm very grateful to Bill and Miriam for standing in as our children. Let's pray. Loving, living God, we thank you so much for all that you do in our lives, that you chose to come into this world as a tiny, helpless baby, to demonstrate the depth of your love for us. And we thank you that you continue to pour that love into our hearts until it overflows, so that we can always have hope, whatever comes. Lord, from our grateful hearts, we bring these our offerings. We come to worship you and pray to you, and we live our lives for you. And we ask you to receive all these and use them for the growth of your kingdom here in forth and throughout the world. For Jesus' name, amen. Our next hymn, Behold the Amazing Gift of Love. I love the words of the last verse. which kind of describes what we're speaking about today. A hope so great and so divine, may trials well endure and purge the soul from sense and sin as Christ himself is pure. Let's stand and sing, "Behold the amazing gift of love." Just before we come before God in prayer, I realise there's two intimations I omitted to share earlier. The first is I just received a letter from St Andrew's Hospice thanking us very much for a donation of £65 towards the St Andrew's Hospice. I'll put that at the back. And also to let you know that The Haven are having their Christmas fair this Friday from 10 till 3. It's lovely that we can work together. They always come to me and check the date of our Christmas fair so that we don't coincide. So I would encourage you to support them. They've got lots of activities for children and adults. That's this Friday in The Haven, 10 till 3. Let's now come before. Help us to remember that we find joy in your word, in your presence, in serving you in whatever way we are able. Lord, receive these, our offerings, as well as our lives, our worship, our prayers, everything that we have to give and that we offer you. And Lord, use our gifts and us to grow the kingdom, your kingdom, here and forth and throughout the world. In Jesus' name, amen. Our next hymn, number 277, "Hark the Glad Sound." The second two lines of verse one, I think, are lovely. "Let every heart exult with joy and every voice with song."
Thank you. part of our team ministry. I'm delighted to welcome Robert forward to lead us in prayer. Thanks, Robert.
Let us come before the Lord in prayer. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you have called us to be a community of believers. You have made us the body of Christ. And as with any body, if one part suffers, then the whole body suffers. So this morning, we bring before you those parts that are suffering because of illness, injury, or frailty, and ask that you will bring comfort and care. If one part of the body suffers, then the whole body suffers. We bring before you in particular those in our own community and congregation who have suffered this week. We think of Clark Govan, who has been in hospital, and the family and friends of Margaret Lambie and Betty Hepburn, both of whom passed into your nearer presence. And we would ask that you will bring them all your comfort and care today. If one part of the body suffers, then the whole body suffers. We bring before you those parts that are suffering because they feel isolated by loneliness or by the absence of a loved one, and ask that you will bring them reassurance and friendship. If one part of the body suffers, then the whole body suffers. We bring before you those parts that are suffering because of climate change, and ask that you will bring wisdom and action. If one part of the body suffers, then the whole body suffers. We bring before you those parts that are suffering because of exclusion, injustice, or persecution, and ask that you will bring change and wholeness. If one part of the body suffers, then the whole body suffers. For we are your body here on earth, the body of Christ. Help us to be the ones that can help other parts of the body and inspire us to respond to those needs in love and service. All this we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Robert. So we're going to close our worship with the wonderful Charles Wesley hymn, "Oh, for a Thousand Tongues to Sing." We're going to use the tune that involves us singing, is it the last two lines twice? It'll become clear as we go through. Second line. Okay. So look out for repetition of line two. After the benediction, we will again sing hymn 822 as the Amen. Amen, Amen, Alleluia, Amen. And we'll sing it through twice. But now, as we go out into the world, Lord, may we know that every single one of us, everything we can do, is an important part of your church. Lord, help us to value what we can do and what others can do, and continually encourage one another to know that our joy is in you. And may the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with us all today and forevermore. Let us pray. Loving, living God, as we come into the Christmas season, we are aware that we have just so much to be grateful for, and not just the visits with friends, the singing of carols, the beautiful lights and trees, the presents, the cards, the visits from friends. But most of all, Lord, it's a time of remembering what an amazing God you are, that you left the glories of heaven and made yourself so small, so vulnerable, one of us, so that you could live a human life and experience everything that we experience and show that you are always with us and you understand everything we go through. So, Lord, with grateful hearts, we bring these, our offerings. We come and sing our praises to you, and we lift up our prayers to you. And, Lord, we do our best to live our lives for you as well. So, Lord, we ask you to accept all of these and use them for the growth of your kingdom, here and forth and throughout the world. In Jesus' name, amen. The prayers that we are receiving every Sunday are a gift from the Planet Earth Club, who produced prayer boxes for us all. So if anybody hasn't already got one, I don't know if there's any left, are there? Right, need to make some more, but do treasure these weekly prayers. They're just a wonderful gift to us all. And we'll now sing We Three Kings of Orient Are. It's number 21 in the carol sheet.